Recently, my wife and I went to the Philbrook Museum in Tulsa. I highly recommend it if you've never been there before. I brought my D7100 and my 50mm lens to get some shots, and I did not bring my D200, which I talk about here all the time. I often say, like, oh, the gear doesn't matter, and look at this D200, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, that D200 is terrible at higher ISOs. That's one of the reasons that it's old, and the new cameras, in many ways, are better. It's great at ISO like 100, 200, 400, but man, anything like 800 and above, and I think the max value is 1600, it's pretty bad. So I left that at home, brought the D7100. I knew the situation in the museum would be kind of tricky because a 50mm lens and a crop sensor camera is not good indoors. You just don't have enough room to get what you want in the shot. But I wanted to try it anyway, just for kicks. I honestly didn't take a lot of pictures that day. My wife and I wanted to experience the artwork, not spend all day taking photos of it. A few pieces caught my eye here and there, but mostly I just snapped pictures of plaques next to artwork so I could look them up later when I got home, and spent my time enjoying the experience with my wife and looking at all the paintings and sculptures and everything else. At one point, we came across this statue that you see here called Joy of the Waters. It's a incredibly dynamic bronze sculpture, and you can even see the water splashing below this lady's feet as she's dancing in the water. It's really cool. And as we were walking through this room, we saw this little girl dancing along with the artwork. It was the coolest thing. She was clearly inspired by it, and she just decided to dance away, just like this lady in the sculpture. She didn't really care who was watching. She didn't do it for attention. She wasn't like posing or anything. She was just caught up in the experience of this amazing piece of artwork. I really want to get a shot of this, so I backed way up so I could see the girl in the sculpture, and it's kind of difficult to do that. I had to go through a doorway, which is why there's that railing on the side. And my first priority was a fast shutter. So I went with a shutter speed of 1/500th of a second, which was way too fast. A 250th would have been just fine. She wasn't really moving that fast. But I knew I had to let in a ton of light in order to make this fast shutter speed possible. So I shot at f1.8. Depth of field is not really an issue because I was so far back. That meant I had to shoot at a high ISO to get those conditions, to get a fast shutter and let in a ton of light. There wasn't much light to let in this indoor art museum. So I bumped it up to ISO 3200. I knew that would be a bit grainy, but you can always compensate in post. You cannot really compensate for a blurry photo. And that's one of the takeaways here is that if you have to make that choice between slow shutter speed to let in more light, even though it makes a blurry photo, fast shutter speed, but higher ISO, my advice is always go with the higher ISO because you can fix that a little bit in post. You can't fix a blurry photo. Something about the lighting in here is a bit off, but overall I like it. And to be honest, I don't know if I've ever had the reaction that this girl's having to a piece of art before. It was fun to watch her for a little bit. It was only 15 seconds, and then a little while later she was done, and other people had walked in, and everything was back to normal. And the lesson here that I take away from this doesn't have much to do with the photo, but more the experience. It's sort of a reminder to put your camera away sometimes and just enjoy the world around you, just like this little girl. She could have walked up to this sculpture and snapped a picture of it with a phone, like a lot of kids today have. And it wouldn't have been the same. Instead of taking a picture of it, she let herself get caught up in the experience of this dynamic piece of artwork, much in the way the original artwork Whitney Frismuth probably intended. So that's my takeaway from all this, is that sometimes it's better just to put the camera away, put the phone away, and just enjoy the world around you.